Welcome to the podcast. Do you want to keep doing it without the podcast opener, Tassie, or would you like me to chuck it in?
Whatever I say, it'll be the wrong decision. This is one of those things, boys, where you just have to learn that the lady's always right. Whatever you like, Ellie. Whatever you like.
I'll do it for you.
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Told you, there's no winning. I got a begrudging play of it.
A bit more pep in our step now that we've got the little bed underneath us.
Suck.
I try my absolute hardest.
You do, and you have done today, because normally you just go, we'll just put highlight tapes on the podcast, but instead you've done the full show.
Well, the people have missed out the last couple of days. We've been out and about, so I haven't been in the podcast factory to be able to put any up. So the factory's back in.
Get back to work on that podcast,
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly. Not a huge amount in today's podcast, because we've got a lot of comps and stuff at the moment that you don't want to hear. But what is in here is good stuff.
Is it? Okay. Is it better or worse than this chat?
No comment. Okay. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We want to know, did you not win your staff member of the month for April?
And you might think, oh, Ellie and Taz, that's a random question. Why? How did you possibly think of that? Well, Sunny Coast, Ellie and Taz were named runner-up.
Runner-up.
Staff member of the month.
The best losers.
The first losers. Yeah. First and the best.
Nobody lost better than we did this month for staff member of the month. But luckily, just for your listening pleasure, Sunny Coast, we do have our staff member of the month from CFM, Sarah from our sales team. Hello, Sarah.
Good afternoon. How are you guys? Congratulations on coming second.
She's waltzing
being the
here.
First loser.
How does it feel like being a loser? I've never experienced
this. She's
got
her nose in the air.
Look at
her. She won
her.
It 3 hours ago and it's already gone through.
Oh, my God,
her.
It's incredible. I've had the best day ever.
We need to know, what did you do in April that we did not do?
Oh,
because we couldn't have worked harder, Taz.
We raised about $7,000 for charity for our lemonade stand.
That was very impressive.
Yeah.
Extremely impressive. And I'm very proud of you for that. We'll always be as proud as punch. Look, you do need to go the extra mile.
Listen to her.
We go the extra 10 miles, Sarah. No one works later. No one works it. Well, people work earlier.
We start the last. we're the last to start here. So we're asking the question this afternoon.
Okay. So there was a particular day that I think this is what got me the vote.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
It was Nude Tuesday. And obviously I'm a supermodel, so that's where the votes came in.
Get naked.
Simple as that.
That's right, I'm taking my clothes off. Sunny Coast, we got these Lightning tickets to give away. Lightning versus Mavericks this Saturday, UniSC Arena. We got a double pass. All we want to know is, did you not win your staff member of the month last month?
Did you get nude?
Did you participate in Sarah's Nude Tuesdays? Marilyn from Golden Beach, did you too not win staff member of the month for April?
Correct. I never get it because I'm a relief school teacher at the same school, but they just never think of me. The kids love me, but I'm like, how come? Because they just don't think of me because I'm not there as regular as everybody else. I feel like a complete loser.
So, wait, can you be staff member of the month at the school? Do the kids vote for staff member of the month, or is it like in the staff room, they hand around a hat? How does it work?
I'm not quite sure. I haven't really looked into it, but I just feel like, why? I'm the cool person. Everyone high-fives me. Why don't I get it? And it's always the tool TAs and teacher. So, we're a loser.
I know. Maybe that's our issue, Taz, is we're not here as much. We kind of just flit in and out.
Well, you do. You rock up at about 2:30 in the afternoon, do a 3-hour work day and go home.
And yet I'm still runner-up. So
that's very fair.
Suck it to everyone who didn't get a girl.
Hey, Marilyn, going to switch the story. We're going to go from sad to happy. You are going to see the Lightning v the Mavericks this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
No
Become
worries.
A member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Now, it's kind of true to form that Ellie sees a day coming up in her calendar and she goes, oh, that's going to be a lot of work. I'm busy that day. Sorry, because we've often done charity stuff in the past and Ellie's been climbing glaciers overseas. You know, she missed out on the 30K walk last year, remember? Then we did that bikini car wash. No, we didn't actually. Where were you?
I was waiting for my shift to start.
Perth. For a wedding?
No, I was not in Perth for a wedding for a bikini car wash. I waited for my shift to... So, maybe I was in Perth.
Yeah, because I've done two bikini car washes and you haven't shown to either of them, but that's all right. So Ellie knows that, you know, when a day needs a lot of work, She's just busy for it. Today is a big day for you. Mm-hmm. You're moving house. Mm-hmm. And you and your partner have been organizing this for a couple of months. And you said to him this morning, you've gone, oh, look, you do all the move. Mm-hmm. I'll go to work.
Well, look, we've got a mortgage now. So I need
someone's
to go.
Someone's
going to
pay the bills.
Okay. No, Taz.
How much did you shift this morning?
Well, look.
No. How much did you move this morning?
I need to tell you my story, okay? Let me tell you my story, and then this morning will make more sense. So in the lead up to the move, I am kind of known as the less organized one in the relationship.
Okay.
I'm not very good at life admin. You know, I bring the fun and banter to the relationship, and Dan brings, my partner, the serious adulting.
Could you imagine if Dan and I
You guys be great.
If we were a show.
You'd be the most adulty adults around.
Just efficient C+.
In the lead up to the move, though, Dan, really just to make me feel like I was a part of it, mm-hmm. said, okay, I'll give you a job. Why don't you organise electricity for us?
Great.
So I said, sweet, no worries. Did my research on which provider I wanted to go with, sent off the form to sign myself up, got a sales confirmation from them, thought, sweet, I'm done. Said we were moving in yesterday, which was when we got the keys. And I thought that's all I had to do. We get the keys yesterday. Settlement occurs. Dan comes and picks me up from work. We are so excited. He's gone home to get the dog so the three of us can go around to the new house.
So exciting.
We've got a bottle of champagne that the real estate agent gave us. Yep. We were going to have, like, I was going to get him to carry me across the threshold. Oh. It was going to be beautiful.
Who was carrying the dog?
Well, this is the problem. We get there. We pull into the driveway. We see the whole house is dark. Yeah. No worries. That's cool. It's unoccupied.
Yeah.
Go in, open the door, turn the light on. Mm-hmm. The light doesn't go on. The house is pitch black.
Dan is never giving you another job.
He goes, babe, I gave you one job. I just burst into tears. I was like, I'm just a mess because I've ruined.
Yeah.
We're never going to get that moment again.
No.
Of like crossing the threshold of our brand new house.
Was the real estate agent there?
It was just us.
Yep.
It was just us. And so I ruined the first night in our house. And so then I spend the next hour on the hold to the electricity company because we're moving today, right?
Yeah.
And in order to get into the house, you've got to get into the garage to get all the stuff. Without electricity.
Yes.
So I had to get there at 8 o'clock this morning because they gave me a window.
Switchboard, nothing like that? Did you check?
No, because it wasn't connected. Like, have to get someone from Energex out to come and connect you to a new property.
Okay.
So they said, okay, someone will come between 8 and 1, but you have to be there. So this morning at 8 o'clock, I had to get up and go and sit at the empty house waiting for the guy who didn't come till 11.
Great.
So I did not help with the move at all.
You deserve that. You deserve that, Ellie Chaney.
So I nearly called you.
Dan, if you're listening, never get her to do anything in future.
We've had that chat. He said, babe, maybe I'll just take care of like the important stuff from here on in. I said, that's all right. I'll do the gags.
You look after the champagne on
arrival. Yeah, exactly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
How do you go with a bit of spice?
I'm okay. I'm a mild at Nando's type of gal.
Yeah, okay. This might not be for you then, but Sunny Coast, if you love your spice, have a listen to this. A UK restaurant is making you sign a waiver which includes loss of life because of how spicy this thing is. So it's called Wing Kings is the restaurant located in the UK, and it's got a challenge designed to test the limits of spice tolerance is what they say, and the challenge is called the Earn Your Wings Challenge.
Your wings.
Now, kings and wings, that's with a Z as well.
That makes sense.
Oh, they're really cool.
Peppy, doesn't it?
So, participants have to consume 15 chicken wings.
Easy.
Coated in a sauce featuring the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh, that's a hottie, isn't it?
Known as one of the top two or three in the world up until a couple of years ago, it was the hottest. However, before taking on this feat, they have to sign this waiver, which reads, I've got a direct quote from it here. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that I will be engaging in the Earn Your Wings Challenge, whereby there may be a risk of personal injury, illness, or possible loss of life and damage to property or loss of personal property.
Damage to property?
Damage to or loss of personal property.
How? What are you losing by eating?
Your keys, maybe. Your car.
What do I think is is going to happen?
There's so much spice. You're going to walk outside and you're just going to kick your car door. Bang.
Lost personal property.
You're going to lose.
That makes no sense.
You may lose your wallet. It's that spicy. Yeah,
I get the death thing.
Hold on to your sunnies. So, yeah, 15 wings within a strict 10-minute window, followed by a 5-minute burn time to assess your ability to withstand the effects of the Carolina Reaper.
I don't get it. If you're one of those people who loves spicy food,
yeah,
feel free to give us a call right now because I don't understand.
I've had a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, what's the
It killed
allure?
Me. It broke me.
Yeah, if I have something that's too spicy, I'm not enjoying my meal.
No.
Why do people love it so much?
I was feeling it 24 hours later.
Oh, where?
Out the other end.
Oh, yucky.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're going to play you in Bandle for them.
How this works is it's like Wordle, but we're trying to guess a song which is broken down into its layers. Today, drums, then bass, then a couple of guitars. We've got the voice cover in there. And if we still can't get it, there will be a clue at the end as well. At any time, if you think you know what it is, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. And my favourite part of this is you and I are both playing along.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's Ellie, who she's the queen of Bandle. She's very hard to beat. And me, I'm holding my own. I think I've won about 3 in a month.
I'm very concerned about today's Tassie. Oh. It says it was released in 1984. You and I, not great with pre-90s music.
I don't mind 80s.
Yeah?
I don't mind my 80s.
Okay, I'm not good with 80s.
What's the difficulty on it?
Very hard, which I don't think we've had a very hard yet. And it's had 250 million YouTube views.
Sunny Coast, we're going to need your help here. 545-11919 when you know what this is. I'm just going to say it.
You hate
drums
the drum
layer. Drums are a waste of time.
I don't think it is. Because I feel like often songs will start on a big drum beat. Okay, we'll go to level 2 then, the bass line.
Oh, yo, you can't say after one note.
I think I know this song, though. Like, I... Yeah. I think I've got it. From that last bit.
I can't swear on here on the radio. Don't swear on the radio. What the how? How?
I could be completely wrong. Should I write it down? And
write it down?
Playing?
Yeah, you write it down because otherwise I won't believe it.
Okay. I'm writing it down. 545-11919, by the way, if you reckon you know what song it is. Next layer, electric guitar and strings.
Hang on, let's just turn that down for a second. Let's go to the phones right now. Who do we have here?
Hello, it's Kirsty.
Hello, Kirsty, was it?
Yes.
Hi, Kirsty.
What do you think it is?
Welcome to the Bandle Room.
Thank you.
Do you think that you have got today's answer?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
I can type in your guess here because we're playing along with Bandle, which you can do. You can just Google Bandle and play along as well. What do you think it is, Kirsty?
I think it's Purple Rain by Prince.
Let's have a look. I've typed it in. Guess what? It is. It's Purple Rain.
Yay.
And Ellie loves that because she wrote that down as well.
Yeah, I did. Was it the little bit at the end, dun, the bass dun, bit, dun, 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 that got it for you, Kirsty?
No, not to sound cocky, but as soon as it played, I knew it.
You knew it. So the drum layer worked for you.
Yeah.
Good on you, sister. Well done. Well, you are going to go see Jet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jets Get Born 20th Anniversary Tour at the station. Tickets on sale now. And, yeah, Kirsty, you're going to see them. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries at all. This is CFM Bandle back next week. There's a space in my heart
when it all comes. The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
It's the Highlight Tapes by Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
3, 2, 1.
This week began with what we like to call in the biz, music passion. A little bit country, a little bit pop, Little Bit.
Good song. You heard it here first.
We threw a few incorrect facts in the mix. Hey, quick shout out to Wildlife HQ.
Yeah.
They turned 100.
Will they get a letter?
Wait,
from
did
the
I say
king?
100? I meant 10.
Oh. hang on.
And came up with career changes for our listeners. Hey, look, you got to do it. You got to bump and grind to make a dollar.
Sorry? What does Vicky have to do?
Daily grind, I think, okay, is what I was going for. Not, yeah, bump and grind. That's what you do on the nightclub dance floor, am I right?
That's it.
With such an average start to the week, not even our big boss Benny knew what was going on with the show. Up next, we've got an actual lemonade expert on the show. Oh. Poe from MasterChef is going to give help. Us.
We've got Poe coming.
We've got Poe. Yeah, she's going to tell us how to make a good lemonade.
Yeah, good get.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Bye, Benny.
You're our boss. You should know these things.
The reason we had Poe from MasterChef on the show, Big Boss Benny, if you're listening, was because we were hosting our very own lemonade stand to raise money for inclusive kids. So we needed some tips.
Squeeze your lemons, yeah, make your syrup, maybe some soda water to give it a little bit of spritz. And I would put a drop of pink in it, so you get pink lemonade.
And when the big day of the lemonade stand finally came, we had been set a pretty tough target to beat by the breakfast show.
This is a big one. This is $1,000. It's $1,000.
$1,000.
Okay.
Great. For inclusive kids, 16,100 they ended up on.
So they ended up over $16,000.
Yeah.
How much are we at the moment?
$7.50.
Okay, so Sunny Coast, we need
all
the help.
We sold three lemonades. But sales did improve as lemonade stand went on, and we ended up making quite a good total.
A rough total, Ellie. Add $50 to it.
Okay.
It's about $5,000 to $6,000 so far.
Sold this afternoon. Which is what Taz would call a
successful show. Oh.
So with over $22,000 raised in 1 week for inclusive kids, it was a successful show, Taz. But we're going to be continuing it next week, so dig deep, Sunny Coast. In the meantime, just hope that Taz doesn't stalk you on the weekend.
John, it's not the $1,000. However, thank you so much for chatting with us this afternoon. Go close up, head home, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Don't worry, Taz won't stalk you, John. I'm so sorry about that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.